Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Morning. Welcome in on the Cap J Hood Show on ESPN 1000 with my friend Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan, Danny Zetterman, Jeff Neller, J.R. Strauss. We are your morning team each and every weekday, 7 until 10. So I have a question. Okay, we've chopped up the Bears and the Packers and all that other stuff. Yeah, we lost again to Aaron Rodgers. Whatever. They still have to live up there.
And we have to live with this team, too, by the way.
This is true.
You and I.
This is true.
We got to live with this. All the rest of the Bears fans got to live with this crap. Being a national laughing stock. And not just here, but all over the country, people are talking about, I own you. And people just nodding their head in approval like, yeah, I guess Aaron Rodgers does own the Bears. Yeah. Yeah, they got to
live. No blank.
Yeah, I mean, the difference is that we sleep at night. I'm sure that they don't up there at Lake Forest.
So... All right, enough. That guy, Aaron Rodgers. Anyway,
yeah.
My question to you is, away from football, because a show is a hot show.
This one.
Yes.
Yes.
If there is a TV series that people are watching, and it's a really hot show.
Sure.
Can you not even bring it up with a very innocuous comment in a work setting with your friends, people that you consider... I spend as much time with you guys as I do with almost anyone in my life.
I understand that, but this has got nothing to do with the vaccines. I don't know what you're talking about with innocuous.
I did not say inoculation.
Huh?
I did not say inoculation. I said a very innocuous comment. A very non-revealing comment. It was just mild. I did not give
comment,
away.
Your comment was very revealing.
It was
selfish. You had a big mouth. And just to let the audience in, you tried to rinse Squid Games for us.
Rinse Squid Games.
Rune. I said runes. I'm so frustrated with you that's how I'm speaking this morning. I apologize to the audience and, of course, Jonathan Hood.
just me, not you.
So we...
yeah?
Okay, so... Who first brought it up?
I brought it up. Here's what happened, right? Oh, in our morning meeting this morning.
No, I'm talking about who first brought up that we should watch the show.
I suggested it 2 weeks ago. About a month ago.
Okay.
She didn't talk to me about it.
Yeah, I told you.
No, I suggested to the show one morning in a meeting.
Okay.
Who has watched Squid Game?
So I watched episode one, and I'm halfway into it, and I went, what in the F are they having me watch?
Yes.
And my wife came down, stood there for about 4 minutes and went, this is awful. I said, well, there's 9 of them. And yes. I got to watch every stinking one.
Yes.
So I'm into episode 7.
Yes. And I've watched the entire series over the weekend.
So I will finish it by Thursday.
Hey, listen, just one sidebar about this is that it's really difficult to kind of lock into a series when there's so much sports on. March might be your favorite month for the sports calendar, but October is the busiest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot that's going on.
We got hockey going. NBA starts tonight.
Yeah.
Bulls start tomorrow. Major League Baseball, AL, NLCS.
College football.
College football, pro football.
I mean, it's a lot. But I was able to get it in this past weekend. I also watched all the Squid
Games.
And
the sky
was
going.
Yes. So there's a lot, right?
So I make a very non-revealing comment in our meeting today. Oh, yeah. JR said, how far are you? I said, I'm just into episode 7, and then I had to go do something, so I had to pause it. I go, they're playing this. Danny has a stroke. Way to go! You're giving away the show! I'm like, No, I didn't. I didn't give away one detail.
If you're watching Squid Games, which I hope our audience is because it's a really good show,
yes.
Every episode they play a different game. And part of the intrigue is what game are they going to play?
And actually, not a game in every episode.
Well, not okay, but you get my point. The point of Squid Games is that they're
thanks
playing,
for ruining that.
Also giving that away.
Yes, ooh, thanks, God. Cap. Like honestly, you have the world's biggest mouth.
Actually all games. There's some dialogue there in episode two. Take that.
But the point is, they play games of consequences, kids' games.
Yeah.
In the majority of episodes. Now we know they don't play them in every episode because Mr. It's All About Where I Am in the series is here today.
Oh,
but, like, this is 2 days in a row. So yesterday, this came up in the meeting where you decided to ruin episode 7 for us because yesterday I was grocery shopping at Whole Foods, minding my own business. My buddy Brian Kretz sends me a text message. I open the text because Brian's always a good texter. He's a buddy of mine. I want to read what he says. And he sends me an article that in the headline of the article about Squid Games ruins a big portion of the series for me. So I brought up in the meeting today, we should talk about the rules of spoiling TV shows and when and where you can talk about TV shows that could be spoiled with your friends. And then Cap blurts out what he blurted out to ruin episode 7.
Yes, you did.
I did not ruin
Cap,
anything.
You did. You did. Here's the thing about watching TV shows that you're watching. All that matters is where you are.
Oh,
and why do you do that, Cap? Why do you do that?
Between you and Brian, I basically know how the show ends now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think there need to be some rules set. Okay, so in the modern day, there is this thing where it's called spoiler alert, and then you blurt it out. Now, of course, back in the day, we would say, please turn your radio down if you don't want to hear the details of such. But we don't do it. We don't do that in 2021. Now we just say, spoiler alert, and here's what's going on.
Right.
Well, I just know that, again, this thing came out, what, Jeff, in September, August? This Squid Games,
yeah,
officially?
It really picked up over the last 2 weeks, I think, is when, you know, but you're right, Hoodie. Probably, I think early September is when it was released on Netflix.
Early September. So we could just tell people, hey, watch it. And there's going to be a time where we all, as a show, will talk about it once it's all finished. But we will say, spoiler alert, boom. But you just don't want to just blurt it out. I mean, you just can't help yourself. This is why you really desperately need Dr. Rick. I mean, again, Dr. Rick in the commercials would tell you, hey, don't be like your parents. Just don't blurt things out. You can't help yourself. I mean, I don't know how these executives trust you with a secret. Eventually, it's going to come out. Listen, I'm just telling you, they're going to train that guy. Like, how do you know? I don't know. That guy sucks. I mean, you have to hold it in abeyance. You can't just blurt things out. Danny wants to see this whole series, and you gave up a marble of a clue, and you can't do that.
That, you're better than that.
That's what you said. You said something about...
JR said, what part are you at?
I said, some of our listeners may not be where you're at. Yeah, Gabby. That's the thing with binging, though, is what was great about episodic television is that on a week-to-week basis, we could all sit down, watch the TV show, and then the next day come in and say, hey, did you watch the show last night? And then you'd be like, yeah. And then we could all have a conversation. But now in the world of binging where everybody gets what they want immediately, nobody can have a real conversation because unless we're all sitting down watching the show together.
That is correct. That is correct. So that's how that works, man. You just can't just blurt it out because there's so much intricate detail in these shows like Squid Game that you really can't say anything until people have watched the entire episode. So you have to learn that, Cap, because you know you're a blurter. You like to blurt things out. Whatever is in the top of your dome, you're just going to blurt it out because there's no filter. Let's be honest.
Okay, first of all, can we get the name of the show right?
Squid Game.
The Squid Game.
Yeah.
Danny's calling it Squid Games. It's The Squid Game.
Oh. Do people know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I'm not sure.
Now you're splitting hairs because we've pointed out how wrong you were, how inconsiderate you were, how selfish you were, how hurtful you were, how you've destroyed the show for millions, and now you want to say that I'm saying the name of the show wrong. That's what my wife does when we get in an argument. When I'm right, she finds something I did wrong. Well, you didn't mow the lawn last week.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Squid Game, not the Squid Game.
So yes, you got it wrong, David.
It's Squid Game. Just like, I mean, who cares? We know people know what you're talking about. It's the same show that refers to the Jewel as the Jewels.
Correct.
Okay, and Soldier's Field
and Kaminsky Park
on Gothay.
On Gothay.
Yes.
Street.
So there you go. So, it doesn't matter what it is. We get stuff.
Do you know
wrong
how much
here.
Money? Netflix says how much value that show will create for the company.
No.
Has created. It's already happened.
Well, I'm reading Bloomberg this morning. Netflix estimates that its latest mega hit, Squid Game, will create almost $900 million in value for the company, according to figures seen by Bloomberg, underscoring the windfall that one mega hit can generate in a streaming area. Stands out for both its popularity and its relatively low cost.
Now, with the time we have remaining, would you like to tell people about the episode like Green Light? Would you like to blurt that out?
No.
Okay.
Would you like to talk about that?
So, and also, Danny, it's a lot different now, okay, with the whole binge watching. Unless you have a day to just lay on the couch and chill with popcorn and watch this thing, you know, again, people are busy. Right? People are busy. Unless it's a hit show, it's difficult to just be in one sitting and binge a show.
Correct.
It is for me.
Correct.
Well, that's the beauty with Netflix and them releasing all 9 episodes at one time. You can watch it at your own pace.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have quote-unquote friends like David Kaplan and Brian Kretz, who at every chance they get want to destroy your joy in life.
Every chance.
That's what you are. You're a joy killer.
This guy. Dave in Plainfield. What's up, Sparky?
Yeah, you guys have taken this. I'm always on everybody else's side but Cap. But in this instant, I am so on board with Cap.
Thank you.
You guys, I mean, if you're worried about it being spoiled, then sit down and watch the series. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Dave,
it's a great series. Dave,
everybody doesn't have the opportunity to just sit down in one sitting and watch the entire show for 9 hours.
I'm not saying that. You can watch 3 episodes and then take a break and then come back another day and watch 3 episodes. The show's been out. I mean, spoiler alert is if a show came out last night and, okay, you don't go on the next day and spoil the show because it was on last night. Squid Ink has been out. Our Squid Games has been out. It's not like it just started last week.
Squid Ink's a pasta.
You know? I mean,
I'm with you.
Is there.
I'm with you, Dave.
All right.
He's had plenty of time to see it. It's not like it started last week and all of a sudden, you know, Cap's going to break. And then what he said didn't ruin the show. I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
Dave, you're the man. We found common ground, kid.
I'm on your side, Cap.
Appreciate you. Have a great day. A wonderful day, okay?
All right, that's enough.
Yep.
I'm sure your wife's a lovely lady. Okay. You have a great week.
Okay. I thought your brother's name was Bruce.
Yeah, and get the taint while you're down there. Jeez, that's enough.
You're better than that. You are better than that. By the way.
Yes, you can.
How about this?
Still Mike Thomas.
Netflix estimates that 89% of people who started the show watched a minimum of 75 minutes. That's more than an episode.
Yeah.
Almost two. 66% of viewers, or 87 million people, finished the series in the first 23 days.
Yeah.
All told, people have spent more than 1.4 billion hours watching the show.
Well, my friend, you know, again, people don't have a lot of extra time to just watch it in one day. You just can't give clues to something that's that hot. That's all I'm saying. Like, it doesn't bother me. You know why? Because I was going to watch it anyway because it's something we're going to talk about on the show. But for Danny, you know how he is, man.
Yeah.
See, you already know how he is, and you did it anyway. Now, if you did that to me, you know what? We'd be talking about the Bears right now. Because even if you gave me a clue, I'd be like, you know what? I'll look for that in episode 5 or 6, right? Because I'm just different that way. Like, we're brothers. Like, you can say whatever you want. I'll still watch this. But
okay,
Danny.
Number 456.
Yeah, but it's Danny, though, right? That's the thing.
Danny, number 781.
Uh-oh.
See, now you've done it. Now
you know what? You are Cap number one.
Appreciate you, Danny.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
What's going on, Sign Out? Yeah, what's up? Welcome to Sold Out Bands in the Sand, featuring Enough's Enough, Cutlass, and Tesla. Let's go! Thanks to 95 Will Rock. My name is JR. I'm Weekend Overnight. Thanks to Bud Light. Thanks to Side Outs for having Tesla. And a big shout out to Tesla for rescheduling this show, huh? Have a great night, everybody. Tesla will be out very shortly. Let's go!
Wow. So,
yeah.
Our guy, JR, he is all things this show. He's our chief engineer.
Yes.
He does all the remotes.
And my friend.
And my friend as well.
Huh?
Have you been to his home?
Recently, no. His new home, no. Go ahead.
I had to go to his home to pick up all his gear.
Yes.
Yes. His lovely wife, you way outkicked your coverage, by the way.
Yes.
His lovely wife's out bringing the gear out to me at like 5:20 in the morning.
Side note, because you wouldn't get out of the car. Anyway, go ahead.
I did get out of the car.
And you wouldn't get out of the car.
Isn't this curbside service? Don't they know who I am?
Oh, is there no question about
that? She's like, I had to drag it all the way down the driveway. I thought he would grab it, but nope. He just kind of was down there at the end waiting.
Everyone knows JR's home. He does not have a bat signal. He has a marijuana leaf in the sky.
Correct.
Yes.
They just flashed yes, that up there.
That's right.
So.
you're saying about JR.
So JR.
My God.
JR is a social media star. A
social butterfly.
I believe Jeff has something to play for us.
All right.
This tweet from Big Stanky Leg. That offer is still on the table. Anytime you want to f*** my wife, she is yours. She's a big fan, would love to go on a mustache ride.
All right. Now, okay. This is from Twitter. Now, how many requests have you had for this, JR? You are a rock star, you know.
Stop it.
Well, you are. So how many requests recently?
Before we move on, is this something you're open to? Should we open the floodgates for these requests? Are you servicing these requests?
Not at this time. Thank you for asking.
Not at this time. It's
thank
open.
You.
Like, the door of the car.
Like, is your wife on board with you being farmed out?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. In fact, she was horrified by that. But that's a whole other story.
Horrified? She should have been all over you last night.
I think it's the beard.
No,
I think it's the facial hair. It's created this whole new identity where all of a sudden people are recognizing me and I wasn't before in this show and, you know, all the fun stuff that we do. So,
no.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the beard.
I really believe it's your career. I think that's what it is. You working with Howard Stern works. You can get laid, clearly, because you work with Stern.
No, not true.
But you did do that, did you not?
I did work with Stern,
okay,
yes.
All right, fine. Did you work with Buzz and Wendy?
I did do that,
okay,
yes.
Okay, all right, so that's part of your... So I think that's part of the lure.
What's bigger, Stern or this show?
Well, right now, this show, of course.
Take that.
The one who's paying them. That's the answer.
Exactly. I'm straight. I know where my bread's buttered. Thank you.
So again, how many requests for this from this guy? One, two?
Just one from Twitter and some random one at a show, but that's a different thing.
Oh.
I think she was messed up, but that's a whole... That's way out of my league, man. Like, I'm not going anywhere near any of that stuff. While I appreciate the kindness and being recognized... please, the take my wife, please, is not going to be in my repertoire.
And you reference Jeff. Play that again.
Let's roll that again.
This tweet from Big Stanky Leg. That offer is still on the table. Anytime you want to f*** my wife, she is yours. She's a big fan. Would love to go on a mustache ride.
Okay, so the offer is still there. So was the offer made previously on social media, or did some?
It was
guy
on social.
Walk up
I got
to
it. I got this on Friday from someone, and I just kind of. It was the same person, and I just kind of let it go. But then when it comes around the second time, you're like, okay, what is happening here, and why is this person messing with me? So to you out there, I appreciate you. Thank you.
I believe that this is a real offer, though. And I would say, well, here's a question also, and this has not been identified. Is this an ESPN 1000 person, or do you think this is a Will Rock person?
I have no clue
clearly,
who it is. Thank
that
you.
That sounds more like Will Rock, doesn't it?
It does sound like a prank, definitely, from the Rock Station. The Rock Station. Weekend Overnights, midnight to 6, by the way.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
So, Danny, I really believe that JR should at least find out, you know, whether you can get a picture or not. Listen, back in my day, before I was into sports radio, you know, I was a DJ, you know.
Really?
Yes. You know, I was doing music. I was an R&B and hip-hop guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized that, hey, why would I do music? I'm not talking enough. Let me do sports radio.
I need more me.
Now I wish I could talk less.
Right.
Go back to the music, right? But nonetheless, Danny, don't you think that JR should at least inquire about a picture, seeing what this woman looks like?
I think we need to reel this one in. I think we need to tweet back, hey, stinky leg, thanks for reaching out.
Send me a picture.
Let me see what I'm working with here.
That just isn't really working for me, man.
What?
I'm sorry.
Can I ask you another question? Like, sure. You're a Seinfeld guy. I know Hoodie never saw an episode in his life, right? But there's a Seinfeld episode called The Move, right?
I know who he is. Comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yes, yes, exactly. But he had a sitcom that was rather successful.
Oh.
And there was an episode about The Move where there was a swirl at the end.
Who knew?
I'm wondering if the mustache ride is your version of The Move with a swirl at the end. Can you explain to the audience? A lot of our listeners could use some help in that, you know, department. What is the mustache ride?
Wow. I'm not familiar that it was something that was booked or scripted out.
Yeah, no, this is not your move.
No, this is not a move.
That's not your taking off from the
free throw line.
It's not
like my wrestling finishing move, like the mustache ride. No, it's not. No.
Man. So, I mean, clearly, this guy has seen your beard and mustache and feels that that's a really warm spot for his wife.
See, it is the beard. I'm telling you. I told you this before. It has created this whole new identity where people are like, whoa. You should try, Cap. You could grow one out. Well, maybe not.
Can you respond to this guy and just ask him if his wife knows of the offer? Like, we need to at least know if she's on board with the
right,
offer.
Like, did she say to him, hey, that guy, you said I could have a hall pass, that guy? Or is he one of those goofballs that, hey, I'm offering her up?
I think we need to clarify. This is not really, it doesn't sound like a hall pass situation. It sounds more like a hot wife situation here.
Cap, yeah, we don't fly the pineapple flag like you, my friend.
We what?
We all don't fly the pineapple flag like you.
You and Mindy fly the pineapple flag?
No, we do not.
Okay. You sure?
Positive.
What about the tutus next door? What about those?
They
two?
Do not.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right.
Flamingos then? It's either pineapples or flamingos.
Yeah. Or the flamingo. You've seen this, right, in your travels. You've seen the pink flamingo,
yes.
Have you not?
I have.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's it like?
I don't have one at my house.
Oh, no, I'm just wondering. You've seen the pink flamingo?
I've seen them on people's lawns.
I see. Yes. In the neighborhood?
Not in my neighborhood, no.
Mm-hmm.
So is the pineapple
I was
breakfast?
Driving through South Shore, I saw that.
You ain't seen that. You've seen swans.
Is the pineapple breakfast the next morning? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay, just asking.
So, JR, so you're saying that you're going to turn this lady down 100%?
Well, first of all,
person?
We don't know if this is a man or a lady tweeting me.
The stanky leg.
Hey. Big stanky leg.
The big thing, say, yeah, that's a dance.
I don't assume.
All right.
Did you like the tweet?
And Mellor, how do you know she's hot?
I stayed as far away from it as I possibly could.
How does Mellor know she's hot? You said she's hot.
No. No, the term. I said this is not a hall pass situation.
No.
I love JR. I don't think he's a hall pass guy in terms of like falling. I don't think I'm a hall pass guy. I don't think anybody in this room would fall in someone's hall pass.
No.
Correct.
No shot.
But the hot wife situation where someone offers up, like JR is probably, if this offer has probably been made to other individuals, not just to JR, as much as I love the dude. So that's what I'm saying.
That. Thank you.
This term is hot wifing.
Hot wifing.
A one word, hot wifing.
Yes. Hot wifing.
She's not a hot wife.
She may be.
She's a hot wife.
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. And the question is, like, what are we getting into here? Is this just him offering up to meet JR, you know, at some random location or a hotel room where they meet up and he's kind of hanging back? Or does he want to be in the room as well? That's where I think it gets
That's a different term if he wants to be in the word.
That would be cuckolding.
I don't know. Can you say that on the air?
I just did.
Don't say it three times. That rule, even though Mike left, I'm keeping that rule here. Just don't say it three times.
When Danny becomes a program director, it's going to be, don't say that three times. Twice is okay.
Cuckoo-doodle-doo.
Put in JR in the morning.
Thank you, JR, for your time.
JR, thanks, man.
Because I'm disappointed because for the show,
I can't.
What would Stern do? Don't you have the bracelet? Don't you have the wrist bracelet? What would Stern do? Stern would keep this going to find out whether or not there is a woman behind this or not. Or are you being catfished?
Yeah, right, exactly. I think Howard probably gets a little more latitude in his life than most people.
No? Come on! You're on Cap and Jay Hood.
Yeah.
I mean, Cap's on Sky Duty. He didn't care about this, but I think the rest of us do.
Just shoot a tweet back. Hey, DM me. And then ask him for a picture.
Sup, baby? Send me a picture. That's what I would do. Hey, Stanky, send me a picture of your wife. She hot or what?
DM me. Yeah.
Would you be open to retweeting the tweet so all of us could act as your liaison? We can ask questions that maybe you're just too shy to ask.
Yeah, we could do that.
Just retweet it.
I'm open to that. I can do that.
What's your Twitter handle?
So I am at J.R. Strauss, Straus, one S on either end.
Yep. We can do that.
Boom. There it is. You retweet it, and we'll take it from there.
This is some burnout from Will Rock. That's probably what it is.
I found out she's like a supermodel. That's my guy.
I mean, hey, JR, you're a rock star, pal.
You guys are late. Go to break.
You have to. I mean, listen, you're all over the city. You're all over the Midwest as a rock star. You got to live the life. You can't be dipping in and out of it, man. If someone wants to offer
that's the
up.
Point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. No, as a dip.
Boy, there's nothing more rock star than rolling in this place at 4:30 in the morning.
But what about after you leave here? Will Rock stuff. Hanging out with bands and stuff, right?
Yes, sir. That was fantastic. Queensryche this weekend sat down, did an interview with me. You can see it on my page at J.R. Strauss or blabbermouth.net. Published a nice article on it as well.
I want you to tell Will Rock they need to maybe put some money into this place. The way we promote them.
Love you guys. Thank you.
J.R. Strauss with one S on the end. S on the front, S on the back, and check it out.